finish reading us the book?
Okay, okay. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah, the Glargle. This is a very sad monster. He lives in a dark, damp, smelly cave all by himself.
Doesn't he have any friends?
Nope, no one likes him because he's got lots of zits.
Alisa, it's Rebecca!
Hi, Beck. Oh, my gosh. No way. No way. No way!
You are totally lost.
This book is really neat.
Yeah, it's got every monster there is.
Wow.
Some of them are really good, and some of them are really bad, and some of them are really ugly.
Ew! Oh, that is so like her. But can you believe my life? I mean, I am like fully Cinderella or something. My mom won't even let me go out for pizza with Todd tonight because it's a school night. Oh, they treat me like I'm still a baby or something.
Do any of these monsters live around here?
Nah, my mom and dad keep them away.
Whew, that's a relief.
I hate going to these functions. And I always feel like an idiot in a tux.
Man, I feel like a million bucks in this thing. Just think, the first Dummy Bears rock opera, and we got front row seats. Hurry up, Rand. Lucy and Dee Dee are waiting in the car.
Now, where did I put my Walkman? Hello, you're calling for Alisa, I presume. Oh, Gary, it's you. You can't make it. That's great. I mean, that's too bad. Oh, okay, well, don't worry about it. Bye-bye.
Was that for me?
No, it was the babysitter. Seems he busted a ligament or something playing chess. Well, I guess we'll just have to stay home.
Oh, no, Randy. Say it ain't so.
You really want to go, don't you? Well, I suppose we could ask those odd friends of yours, the DeVilles.
Howard's off in the woods somewhere with his male bonding group, and Betty's taking the kids to Vegas for the weekend.
Dad, I could babysit.
I don't think so, sweetie. Babysitting is a big responsibility.
But I'm almost 16. Why are you always treating me like a little kid?
She's got a point, Randy.
All right. Your mother keeps saying you deserve a chance. The emergency numbers are by the phone, and if absolutely necessary, you can page us at the theater.
Come on, let's roll.
Is really, really important, okay? This is my chance to prove I am responsible and mature and all that other stuff. So here's the thing. You guys gotta be good, okay?
I mean, we gotta listen to you.
Yeah, Buster, you gotta listen to me. I am the oldest and I am in charge. And Sticky, I think you'd better go home.
Do I have to?
Goodbye, Sticky.
We'll show her.
I can't find your Einstein pajamas, Edwin. Can you just wear these?
Hey, Susie, I was thinking, now that your sister's in charge instead of your mom and dad, do you think those monsters are going to come out?
Nah, Elisa's pretty big. I think she'll keep them away. Oh, great. That's probably mom and dad checking up on me. They don't think I can do anything. Hello? Hello? No one's there. Hello? Mom? Hello? Hello?
What's going on?
I don't know.
You don't think it's monsters, do you?
Oh, no. The light's gone. A blackout. Oh, why does everything always have to happen to me? Okay. First, we gotta find a flashlight. Well, that's a relief.
There sure is some weird stuff going on around here. I don't like it.
Oh, no! Relax, everyone. There's nothing to worry about.
Maybe you better call Mom and Dad.
Well, I could have them paged at the theater. No, if I call them now and ask for help, they'll treat me like a kid forever. It came from the basement.
It's a monster. I'm gonna go down there and find out what's going on once and for all.
Buster, be careful.
Yeah, Buster. If you get eaten, Elisa's gonna be in a lot of trouble. Don't worry.
There goes one brave kid.
Yeah, he's my brother.
There's something down there. Quick, close the door.
What was it?
Mr. Buster?
I don't know. It might have been a person, or it might have been something else. I didn't stick around and find out. I just know I never want to see anything like it ever again. Are you sure you don't want to call Mom and Dad?
The phone's dead. What is going on?
This is terrible, Tommy. This baby-sticking job is the most importantest thing in the world to Lisa, and it's all going to get ruined.
Yeah,
and we're going to get eaten. That, too. So you know what we got to do?
Yeah.
What? We got to investigate. Come on.
Do you think that's really a monster in the basement?
Well, sometimes monsters live in caves, so I guess a monster might live in a basement.
Do you think that's why the lights went off?
Yeah, and why the telephone's not working.
Hey, Susie, if the monster's in the basement, why are we going upstairs?
We're going up to Elise's room and get my monster book. It's Chowder. I stepped on his tail. Sorry, Chowder.
Phew. How did that happen?
I don't know. It must have been Chowder again. Yeah, that's it. It must have been Chowder.
Wow, who's that?
That's Gaffigan. He's a monster who lives on an island and plays loud music. I don't think that's him in the basement. This is Numerate. He eats bones.
Like a dog?
No, Tommy. Not like a dog. But don't worry. He lives on another planet. I don't think he hardly ever comes here.
Good.
The Ootomorph. He likes the dark.
Oh, I bet that's him in the basement.
I don't think so. He hasn't been seen for about 14 kajillion years. I think he fell into a volcano or something.
Oh. Hey, Susie, what if it was a volcano or the tunnel to your basement?
Oh, Lord! Come on, we gotta go after it! If you want to catch a monster, you need bait. Can't catch a monster without a net.
What's that for?
Nothing really. I just think it looks neat. Now let's go get that monster. It's only the vacuum cleaner. Come on.
Buster, what was that noise?
Something funny's going on, Elisa.
Oh, no! Susie and Tommy are gone!
Phew. It was just a lamp.
I lost him. Mom and Dad are going to be so mad.
Do you think he'll find us here?
We better hope not.
I thought the monster was in the basement. How'd it get upstairs?
I don't know, Tommy. The monster couldn't have gotten by Elisa and everybody without them seeing it.
Maybe there are two monsters.
Two monsters? Maybe we should get another net.
Well, whatever's out there, we're never going to find it hiding in this closet.
You're right, Tommy. Let's go back and find that monster. He's going bald?
I don't know.
Come on.
Where did you guys go?
Never mind that now. Did any monsters come through here lately?
Monster? Susie, what is going on?
We were upstairs and we saw the monster.
What?
We even found his hair.
You found the monster's hair, huh? Buster, this looks like your wig from Halloween last year.
Well, I don't know anything about it. I mean, hey, I was down here the whole time.
I think we'll just have a look upstairs. Susie, Tommy, you come with me. And this time, don't go getting lost. You too, Buster.
Why don't we just look in here? You'd better come with me.
Sticky, it's time for you to go home and terrorize your own house. I'm calling your mom to tell her you're coming.
And you, Buster, I think it's time for you to go to bed.
Oh, gee, Elisa, can't you take a joke?
Move it!
Good night, and thanks, you guys. You really saved the day.
So there wasn't any monster?
Nope, I guess not. But look on the bright side. At least nobody got eaten.
Hi, Elisa. Looks like you did a good job.
How was the rock opera?
Let's not discuss it. Hey, what's this coffee table doing in front of the cellar door?
Susie, are there no monsters anywhere?
Of course there are monsters. Just not in our basement.
Oh.
What you're saying is my inventions are junk.
Don't put words in my mouth. You're always putting words in my mouth.
You never had one encouraging thing to say about any of my inventions.
Okay, they're more fun than a root canal.
My inventions are great! For example, take this piece of junk you bought.
Hey!
She could have had a Stew Pickle Super Sensimax Kaleidoscope for the same price.
Well, maybe she didn't want a Stew Pickle Super Sensimax or whatever it is.
Please, you two.
He started it.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Zip it, the both of you! Always fighting ever since you were babies.
You mean Daddy and Uncle Stew used to fight when they were babies?
Fight? They made the Civil War look like a dang squirrel hunt.
What do you mean, Pop?
We never fought.
Are you kidding me? Them two were always going at it. Why, I remember one time when Stu was about, well, Tommy's age. Not even old enough to talk. Yes, sir. I remember it just like it was yesterday. In the repair business back then. Magic Wrench Pickles, they called me. Your grandma, rest her soul, was out of town working on the Kefauver campaign. Everything in the place ran like clockwork. Hey, wait, what's that? What, wait, wait. Whoa! Hello? Oh, hi, Trixie. Everything's fine, dear, just making some breakfast.
30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Great! Oh, stuck again.
You know, Drew, my rocket ship is a much better toy than your crash register.
Is not, Stewie.
Is too.
Is not.
Is too.
Is not.
Is not. Hey, Blocky and Oxwinkle.
Soon Milk and the Weasel will be kablooey.
Hey, mister, you left your clock here in the middle of the street. Good thing we conveniently showed up to return it to you before someone runs over it.
Blasted Bulgakov. But we will get them next time, my little evil Schmutznik.
Tune in for the continued adventures of the Blast from Within or an Alka-Seltzer adventure. Next time on the Blocky and Oxwinkle Show.
That's almost forever.
That's okay, Stewie. We'll play a game.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. We're gonna play Haggle.
But I hate that game.
Here's 20.
No. Take it.
No.
Take it.
Now, which toy do you want to buy? Mr. Machine. Good choice. That's $10. You're supposed to haggle. Offer me less.
You said it cost 10.
You gotta haggle.
I wouldn't haggle with you if you gave me $500.
200, and that's my final offer.
I'm not playing.
If you hadn't have kicked my cash register, I wouldn't have thrown your racket.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you hadn't made me play that dumb game, I wouldn't have
hit. Dadnabbit, will you two cut it out?
Did they really only have TV in black and white then, Grandpa?
Yep, and no remote control, neither.
Get
out of town.
So what happened next, Pop?
Well, I was angrier than a swarm of hornets. It was time to teach him a lesson.
What'd you do, Grandpa? Push him in the mud? Make him eat bugs? Put itching powder in our diapers?
Nope. Something much worse.
Hurry up, Twinkle. It's time to obliviously save the day in the nick of time.
No more Blocky and Oxwinkle. You can blubber all you want, but it ain't gonna help. Now, you two sprouts play nice. If you're real good, I'll let you watch Lawrence Welk tonight. Oop, time to open up the store.
It's all your fault.
It's not.
It's two.
It's not.
It's two.
It's not times a thousand trillion.
It's two times a thousand million billion.
Well, it doesn't matter now because we're not going to get to watch Blocky and Oxwinkle anyway.
Yes, we will.
We will?
It's all right as babies to watch cartoons, and that's what we're going to do. And nobody, not our mom, not our dad, not even President Eisenhower's going to stop us. Are you with me?
No. But whatever it is, I'll do it anyway.
Oh, newfangled adding machines.
What's the problem?
President Eisenhower continues to deny that the downed plane was on a U.S.
News! The news! Change it again!
For questioning it.
It's the Blocky and Oxwinkle Show!
Yay!
Ow!
What happened?
I don't know. It's broke.
We gotta find another TV before Blocky and Oxwinkle is over.
But where are we gonna find another TV?
I know. Back downstairs. Come on.
Don't worry now. I've got everything under control. You can pick it up at 5 o'clock. That's 5 o'clock, Friday.
What if they're broke, too?
We gotta try them and see.
Golden silence. Keep behaving, and I might just let you Sprout stay up to watch Peyton plays. Namby again. I wonder what it is this time. Yes, Mr. Namby, what is it now?
It's the Edsel. It won't start.
You know, I'm really not a mechanic, Mr. Namby.
Could you just come out and take a look?
Oh, I suppose so. The kids will be okay for 5 minutes.
Idea.
Mr. Namby, good as new. Did I mention I'm not a real mechanic?
I don't know about this.
Hey, Drew, I just want you to know that, well, if you don't make it, then I'm glad you're my big brother.
Don't worry. It's not nearly as far as Pluto or even the moon. And besides, I'm not going. You are.
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know if...
Jump!
Whoa! It's the Death Stones! Blocky and Oxwinkle are there!
Try the next one!
Oh, now it's the Stetsons!
Try the last one!
Whoa! Cursed cut a buzz off. I have feeling our evil plan is going to fail again, just like in the other 397 episodes.
It's Blocky and Oxwinkle, but it's broke!
fix them all. What in tarnation?
Now let me get this straight, Uncle Michael. You say a little man with a mustache offered to fix our brakes for free? Our car troubles are over. Our plan is working, Yuri. Soon Elk and the Weasel will be Swiss cheese.
Why, you rambunctious little rugrats, I oughta... Hey, how'd you get the Philco working?
So you didn't punish them, Grandpa?
Didn't have the heart. Anyways, they were doing just what I wanted them to.
What's that?
Getting along.
Can I get a trampoline, Daddy? Can I?
Sure, Muffin. We'll go back to the toy store later.
Well, that's silly, Drew. I can make you one.
Thanks, but I'd rather buy one.
What did you say?
I said I'd rather buy one.
Oh, we're back to that again.
Back to what again?
You putting down my inventions.
You're putting words in my mouth.
I'll put my fist in your mouth.
Don't look now, Oxwinkle, but I think we're being watched. Take a look over there.
Russ Kalnikov, Elk and the Weasel have binoculars, too. We have to find sneakier way to trick them, my little no-good Nick darling.
Guess some things will never change.
Miss Cat Scratch on Nicktoons Network.
Now we're talking!
They take on party-crashing zombies.
Who invited zombies to my party?
Laser-shooting aliens.
Surrender now!
And of course, ducks.
That is one bad duck.
Three cats, nine lives, total chaos.
Mr. Blair?
Don't miss Cat Scratch, Mondays at 8:30 on Nicktoons Network. Class teacher.